You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As Boise and its surrounding suburbs have grown, so have the number of Airbnb rentals. In fact, according to AirDNA, a short-term rental analytics company, since 2016, the number of short-term rentals in Boise rose from 336 to almost 1,200. But at the exact same time, Boise renters were scrambling to find housing. And as you can imagine, the shortage of homes is driving up the cost of rent. And all of this is affecting people who aren't visiting the Treasure Valley, but who live and work here. Idaho Statesman reporter Kate Tallarico recently wrote an in-depth article about this issue. She joins me live in studio, along with Brittany O'Meara, a person who was featured in the story. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, Kate, I want to talk to you first and tell me when you were researching this article, the vacancy rate when we talk about the Boise metro area, it is tight.
It's very low. Yeah, the vacancy rate here in Boise is 2%. So people are really struggling to find housing. And while, you know, the number of Airbnbs in Boise is around 1,000 versus the number of total rentals in the area is about 40,000. That's really just a fraction of the total number of rentals. But when we see a vacancy rate this low, there is an effect.
And Brittany, you found that, right? You moved into an apartment complex, and over time, it became more short-term rentals, correct?
Yeah, we moved into an apartment complex about 2 years ago where every unit was occupied by tenants with a lease. And now about 50% of those places are Airbnbs.
And you're on a month-to-month, correct?
Yeah, we had a year lease, and then when that ended, we're on a month-to-month, and that puts us in a precarious situation, especially in a market that doesn't benefit renters. Like, we're kind of afraid to ask for a longer lease because our rent might go up, or they might tell us no.
And they could turn it into a short-term rental because that's what they've done.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially.
How are you feeling? Because rental rates don't seem to be, you know, steadying.
Well, it gives me a lot of anxiety, to be honest. I don't know how it would. I know that if we were to have to look for a place and we were given 30-day notice, I don't know that we would be able to find a place in that short amount of time, especially when the vacancy rate is so low. Like, I think a healthy vacancy rate is somewhere around like 7 or 8% or maybe 5 at the lowest. So we're like really looking at a tight market. And then I have two cats. So add cats into the equation, it becomes a really stressful time looking for a place. There's not very much out there anyway.
And Kate, you explored this in your article, but this problem is not unique to Boise.
No, absolutely not. So cities throughout the country are really seeing a lot of their neighborhoods get turned into places where Airbnb is prevalent. I mean, people want to live and experience, I should say, when they visit a place, they want to experience a neighborhood.
Or they want to be in that downtown core
Right, exactly. And actually about two-fifths of the Airbnbs in Boise are located in downtown Boise. So you've got places like Hyde Park where you're seeing more and more short-term rentals. And to be honest, it's really lucrative, right? So I talked with one property manager who is making about $400 a month on a basement rental, and he converted that long-term rental into a short-term rental, started charging $40 a night, and now makes about $1,100 a month. So it's really lucrative for folks. But you're not only seeing people who are just doing this to rent out one bedroom, you're also seeing more corporate Airbnb investors or folks who are looking to invest in several Airbnbs. So there was one company called Local Construct. They built the Fowler downtown, and they got a large incentive from the city of Boise, I think around $159,000 to build 159 new units because Boise is trying to address this housing issue that we have, which is why they're offering incentives like that. Anyways, out of these 159 units at the Fowler, about 30 got turned into Airbnbs with a company called Stay Alfred. And Local Construct, the developer, ended up donating that money that it received from Boise as a housing incentive. But it just goes to show that even in trying to address this housing crisis mm-hmm. that we have in Boise, the money that Boise was using still ended up going towards Airbnb.
Well, and even though they donated that money back, the company, they're making more money with it being a short-term rental.
Yeah, likely. And actually, one of the things that I heard is that from some property management folks is that the market for Airbnb is getting more and more saturated. So you've got to run a really tight operation mm-hmm. if you want to be able to make more money doing short-term rentals versus long-term rentals.
And Brittany, how does this make you feel? I mean, because you know, live and work here, you're not just visiting.
Yeah. And I grew up here. I grew up in the North End. So essentially, I've been displaced from my neighborhood that is familiar to me. I can't afford to live in the North End anymore. And, you know, if it's affecting people like me who, you know, have a lot of privilege, like, I can't imagine how it's impacting those most marginalized communities, you know, single families, people with disabilities. When you look at like accessible housing, that's mm-hmm. really low. So to find a rental that is accessible becomes even more difficult.
And then if you, let's say you work in the downtown core, I mean, being displaced out farther, if that's not your choice, right? I mean, then you have to add in costs of commute and things like that.
Right. And meanwhile, our wages are still very low.
Right.
So it doesn't, you know, these Airbnbs benefit people that are not Boiseans. They are to get people from out of town to have that experience downtown. And often are people moving here to find housing. And while that's great, and I'm really support people coming into Boise and experiencing everything that we have to offer, we have a great community here, it should also be in support of the people that mm-hmm. live here. And if we're not going to regulate Airbnbs, we are acknowledging that, like, we're okay with pushing Boiseans mm-hmm. out of Boise.
And Kate, I want to talk to you about two things, because in your article, which people can still access if they want to read the entire article, but you talk about what some states and cities have done to combat this issue, in particular in Portland and San Francisco. So mm-hmm. first talk to me about that. But then I want to bring it down to Idaho and sure. our legislature and what has been done and not done. So talk to me about like what Portland has done.
Yeah. So in some cities, you've got this one host, one home rule, whereas if you're a host, you cannot put more than one home up on Airbnb. So that idea limits the number of maybe corporate investors who are
so
buying
like the
up
Fowler.
Several properties. Exactly. Yeah, in other cities, Louisville, Kentucky recently just passed a regulation that prevents Airbnbs going up 600 feet from one another. So that idea is to keep neighborhoods more residential so that your neighborhood isn't just turning into a neighborhood full of Airbnbs.
And I know that there are some other cities even who have put into effect that you can't do a short-term rental that's less than like 30 days.
Yeah, there are some cities that have outright banned Airbnbs as well. In 2017, though, here in Idaho, mm-hmm. to bring it back here, so the Idaho legislature ended up passing a law that bans cities from outright banning Airbnb. So it kind of tied the hands of cities when it came to regulations. But what some cities like Driggs, Idaho, resort cities have done, they have started trying to get Airbnb hosts to register as businesses with the city. So they'll pay a $25 annual fee, and that allows the city to collect data on their number of Airbnbs.
And we should note, though, that this 2017 bill that was passed into law here in the state of Idaho, there were lobbyists for Airbnb.
That were instrumental in helping to pass that legislation.
And because cities now basically, as you said, have their hands tied, is it kind of a free-for-all in Idaho at this point then?
Well, one of the things that I heard from folks is that they'd at least like to see cities start to collect some data on the number of Airbnbs. And there would be ways for cities to perhaps regulate Airbnb. But, you know, I won't get too far into that. I'm not a lawmaker myself. Cities just cannot ban Airbnbs.
Well, and I would say that it's even as you said, Brittany, it's not about banning Airbnbs or short-term rentals. It's about maybe having some regulation on them.
And Airbnbs were essentially made so that people that had vacation homes could rent them out and make some money. And that's a great concept. But when you go away from what it was intended and you don't have any like information on how that's going to impact the city, there needs to be some type of regulation or eyes on that. You know, Airbnbs were not intended to be affordable rentals turned into like hotels. They were meant to be like vacation home rentals.
Well, and they were supposed to also be for people who wanted to travel, but it made it cheaper to travel.
Right. It was a great concept.
Right.
Yeah. And there are still property managers here who will say that this allows local folks to benefit from some of the tourism coming into Boise rather than just a big hotel chain. You know, it can allow someone who's trying to pay off their mortgage to rent out their room and make some extra money there. So certainly there are benefits.
So it's a matter of maybe looking a little bit closer into how you potentially regulate this.
Yeah.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guests, Idaho Statesman reporter Kate Tallarico and Boise renter Brittany O'Meara. Kate's article is still available at the Idaho Statesman website if you would like to read more of that. Thank you both.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.